know what? I'm so not happy. I had an old lady give me curry yesterday, and it wasn't an age-old recipe from one of her recipe books. She gave me feedback, and I'm really not happy about it.
I love it when if anyone can give
it's
you
not
feedback.
Funny.
No, if anyone can give you feedback, it is the elderly. They don't care what they say,
when they
say it, and who they abuse.
Yeah, but hang on, I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah, you're great with old people.
I am great with old people. I learnt to respect your elders from when I was little. This is not funny, Peter.
Did you deserve it?
No.
Okay.
Hey, I'd be the first. You know I always take responsibility. Let's set the scene. Foodworks, Paradise Point.
Okay. Plenty of old people there.
Plenty of old people.
Foodworks, to start with. What are you doing in Foodworks?
I had to visit Dr. Bill. That's a whole other story.
Oh.
Dr. Bill, cut some moles out of my face. Now I sound like I'm 85.
Yeah, see, so you're writing a demo.
Jeez Louise.
Walking around Foodworks.
Listen to me. So I waited patiently for her at the counter, patiently to get her milk, patiently to pay, patiently to then put the coins back in her coin purse, to then shut the coin purse, to then patiently put it back in her handbag, to then patiently decide she wants to talk still to the lady at Foodworks. That's fine. Old people do that. I don't mind. That's her outing. Get her milk, have a chat, stands at the counter for a long
period
of time.
You're not happy, are you?
No.
You can tell by your tone.
No, listen. At this stage, everything was fine. Everything was groovy. And then I turn up and I go, oh, yes, here we go, and I give her room. I don't know what happened then. I didn't see her. I go to the counter, quickly get my items, which was I needed a cucumber. Now, that was awkward enough. Stop it. Don't go there. This is not where this is going.
No.
Okay, so.
No, I don't
anyway,
know what you're going about.
Need your vegetables.
So,
yeah,
come on.
Definitely for your tacos.
Always awkward. So anyway, and I go to leave. Somehow I get caught up in amongst her. She's still there. I don't know why. I've waited for a coin purse whole situation.
Yep.
And I accidentally bump into her. Now, she's behind me. I've got right away in this situation. I bump into her and then just very lightly touch her arms and go, whoops, are you okay?
Fair bump play on, I would have said.
I'm really sorry, even though it's my fault, just own it. I'm really sorry, are you okay? Straight away, I get the whole, oh, the youth of today, oh, this is just... This is disgusting. How dare you? You show me no respect. And I just got a barrage in the middle of Foodworks. Now we're both clogging up the exit.
Is she still going?
Still going, right. I end up trying to get out the exit door, which starts closing on me because it's the exit door and it won't stay open. I'm like, what's happening? I wanted to sit her down outside and say, listen to me, old lady.
Don't.
Listen to what I do for your people.
Yep.
I do a lot for your people.
Your people.
I have randomly given chocolates to old men in the shopping centre when I see they've got nothing in their trolley.
That's called your ex-boyfriend.
No, I have. Come on. Come on.
Yes,
this
you
was
do.
A real. You know that. I have done that. Yeah, don't worry. I paid for all his wine too. That old bastard I used to date. Anyway. And then, listen.
Yeah,
just stay with me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And then also the random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
I've given flowers. I've helped do up an old lady's shoes.
You do.
I've randomly paid for a lone wolf dinner at 20s for an old lady.
Yes.
That's what I do. So to cop this barrage, I was thinking, seriously, I'm not a 9-year-old stomping on your car. I am a 43-year-old woman. And I just thought, you know what? I have been manhandled by dirty old men. Don't go anywhere there.
No.
Worse than Harvey Weinstein. We put up with a lot from your old generation. And quite frankly, here's the one thing I'm not going to do anymore. Old people, when you pinch my cheeks and poke at me at weddings and say, you're next, I'm going to start doing that to your funerals.